That's right. We do this every Wednesday at this time. And if you want to add to the conversation, whatever's rattling around your brain, maybe an inside joke, maybe something funny amongst friends, or something you saw on TV 30 years ago, email us rentfree1310@gmail.com. And
we'll go, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to start us out, and this has been living rent-free in my brain for quite a while, and I was behind on Righteous Gemstones, and then I binged season 3 right before season 4 began, and I'm close to being caught up on season 4. And one of the funniest TV characters in the history of ever is Uncle Baby Billy, played by the great Walton Goggins. And his mannerisms and his voice and the way he talks cracks me up so much. And a quick example here is, this is, I believe, from season 1 or season 2 when he is scolding BJ when he and Judy are trying to work on their dance routine.
Mr. Baby Billy, Judy makes a great point. It could be great exposure.
I'm sorry. Somebody trying to talk to me while I'm working?
Yes, Baby Billy, it was the boy.
Boy?
Listen here, TJ. You don't speak to me during rehearsal unless you've spoken to. You understand?
My name is BJ. You know that.
Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go. I ain't got time to be distracted by your worthless chime-ins. Go on. Judy, you better tell this sumbitch to walk the fuck out right now, or we done for the day. Go on. It's your choice now.
Love it.
And I've been walking around my house for weeks now saying, nah, at the end of
come on now.
At the end of sentences, or instead of saying right here, I say right here.
And it's so he's from Alabama. He's from the deep south. Yeah. So this is everything he heard growing up. Like, this is just so natural.
And one of his takedowns in the show is he'll call people nerd.
Come on, nerd.
So that's also added to the vernacular around the house.
And this is the last season, right? The Gemstones. I gotta catch up.
They're about to end it. And this season he's been doing Teenjus. He wrote a screenplay, and it turned into a stage act that's a musical, and there's a disco rap. And about a week ago, he released the video of him in the studio, you know, voicing all the words to the rap because he's an octogenarian in the show, and he was so frustrated that the lead of the movie and play wouldn't do this stuff right, so he decided to take it upon himself to be Teenjus. And it is so funny.
Man, yeah. Goggins is great in everything he does.
Yeah.
Like, I want this series to keep going. Maybe get a Baby Billy spinoff, if anything.
Can I do a quick Gemstones aside?
Sure.
Sure.
I just caught up on the interlude from this season. The dude that plays young Danny McBride sounds exactly like Danny McBride. Yes.
They're the same person.
Like, I thought about pulling audio and playing in a top spot sometime because he sounds so much like him that I thought maybe they had Danny McBride record lines for him. He nails it.
Or maybe he's a relative that we don't know.
Maybe,
don't know.
But yeah, it's amazing.
They do a great job with all the kids and the flashbacks, because young Judy's also
a real normally pain that in the would ass. Be a beating when they go away from the actual story, but those episodes are good.
And at a time where comedies aren't made anymore because they don't make money in the theaters, this is great.
Yeah.
And I hope we get more stuff like HBO always does a good job. But just to get something that's, you don't have to think too much, it's just funny on Sunday night, just, all right, I'm going to watch this and I'm going to laugh my ass off for 30 minutes.
It's awesome, and I think they're ending it at the right time instead of trying to string it out a couple more seasons. I like that he decided, okay, this is it. We've done enough, we've made people laugh, and let's move on to the next thing. But yeah, if you have never watched Righteous Gemstones, please do, because Baby Billy will be living rent-free in your brain. All right, let's go to P1 Jacob, who emailed in last week. He says, good afternoon. One commercial that lives rent-free from a couple years ago was during the Super Bowl. This actually was back in 2016. It was the puppy monkey baby one.
Oh, God.
Every once in a while, it'll pop in my head and live rent-free for weeks, and I guess they did a good job of in marketing.
Mm-hmm. Man, I might just chill tonight.
Puppy monkey baby. 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 Puppy monkey baby.
And I feel like the soda commercial that did that would probably hire Ham to come up with things, because that felt very Ham.
I loved this at the time. And during this last Super Bowl, I think they did like a compilation for, I think it was Uber Eats, where they had just different old Super Bowl commercials. Yep. And yeah, he made an appearance in it.
And I don't know if this one tested necessarily that well, but everybody was talking about it because it was just so weird. Mm-hmm. It had the bottom half of a baby in a diaper.
Yeah.
With a monkey and a, like a little, I don't know, pug face.
That is so ham. Like you probably saw that and was like, man, how did I not think of this?
Genius.
I don't know how I would use it, but I would use it.
And we all remember it too.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Thank you for that email, Jacob. Let's go on to Scott. P1 Scott says, anytime I hear the word purple, I can't help but think of the drops of Norm saying purple. And it takes me back to when you had the different audio cords in the studio of purple and not purple. So now anytime someone says the word purple, I immediately, in Norm voice, go purple or not purple. P1 Scott, stay nourished. And yeah, that was a, we have,
that was a good run.
We actually have not plugs purple that work now pretty well. And these have been in the studio for, feels like a couple of years.
Yeah, they're just the same cord though. And one of them had a piece of purple tape on it. The other one didn't have a piece of purple tape
not
on
purple
it. So we just named them purple. And
not purple.
I'm glad that he does remember that, but what a waste of brain bandwidth to remember what we used to call our audio cords.
And then honestly, on the board, and I know this is over explanation guy, it didn't make any sense because one was just mini one and mini two. I don't know which one was which. I just pulled them both up. It's like, oh, I'm on purple today. Okay, whatever that means.
At no point y'all associated purple with mini one or mini two?
I mean, maybe.
It never clicked?
I think purple was mini two for the most part. I really don't remember.
I just love that our equipment is so bad that our P1s know exactly how bad it is.
Audio cord.
What we name them.
A Cumulus Station.
I don't even remember how that started. I know the drops were around before me. And
not purple.
Probably within my first year is when they put the purple tape on one of them. They never put one on the other, and I think Corby was the first one saying, okay, I'll use purple today, or I'll use not purple.
That seems like a George placeholder.
Musers did it too, yeah.
Hot dog.
Like hot dog, yeah.
That should be our next, we'll call our auxiliary cords hot dog and not hot dog.
Mm. Hot dog.
There's an app for that.
And there's a whole rainbow of Norm drops in there, like just about every color you could, or primary color you could think of, there's a Norm drop that corresponds with it.
And numbers. He can count to probably 100.
He certainly can.
Eight.
Let's go to P1 Wade. He says, all right, boys, this one gets me every time. Anytime I hear someone say exactly, I always pause for a second and then say, I mean. They have no idea what I'm talking about, and it makes me laugh every time. Classic Groobs Audio, P1 Wade. And
this when he was on Race Week?
No, this was when
with Norm.
I believe when Norm was broadcasting from his home post surgery, back when Groobs was a very young intern, and he had to go over to Norm's house to just help him print the internet or whatever.
Sponge bath.
And if you've ever seen Norm on remote as a P1, he will look you right in the eye. He's always has to be looking at somebody, whether you're on his crew or just a P1 at a remote. He will stare right into your soul.
Yeah, and during COVID, we had to set up like the Rangers ballpark cutouts of different people for him to look at.
Exactly. It's the only way he can function. And young Groobs was asked a NASCAR question and listen for the sigh of defeat in the audio. That's my favorite part of this clip.
In fact, Groobs, am I not correct that Kenseth was not only not near the top in wins, he wasn't near the top in money or anything else from the year. And he still was the, quote, champion driver of the year.
Exactly. I mean,
it left a strange taste in everyone's mouth.
Okay.
I know Norm sports hard, but why is he doing NASCAR breakdown
right
there?
Dude, I have no idea.
You can't ask a 16-year-old Groobs a question about Matt Kenseth.
Why Yu Darvish got traded.
We need to revisit that soon, too.
That was
second best diamond talk ever.
That's about, I don't know, 15 Bud Lights in that night. All right, and finally, speaking of stars in Winnipeg, our good lady P1, Aline, writes in, hello, hello. I'm Aline Passerine on Twitter, so we've interacted a little bit. I have two ways in which Winnipeg unfortunately lives rent-free in my brain meats. One, when someone says Winnipeg, my brain immediately follows with Bob saying, lose a peg. And then two, a Kids in the Hall sketch with Kevin MacDonald as Dean, the king of empty promises. Now, who here was a Kids in the Hall P1 at all? Anybody? I'm looking around the room. I'm getting
what?
Nothing. Okay, so Kids in the Hall was a...
That was a Canadian
show. Sketch comedy, that, and it would always air after American Gladiators.
Okay.
So you'd watch SNL, American Gladiators happened, then you could see Kids in the Hall. It ran from like 88 into the 90s, and I was a huge P1 of this. I loved it. And there was a dude named Dean who was very blasé, and he would always frustrate his friend by forgetting to do things. And this is a example of what Aline was talking about.
What we're going to do now is we're going to go to your house and we're going to get my stuff. Understand? I have to take my friend home first. But I'll tell you what. I'll bring your mahogany video. The Godfather video. The Paul Simon tape. A bottle of scotch and a written apology. I'll meet you in a half hour.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to crack the whip. Forget it.
They're now on a bus.
Shouldn't you have told him I live in Winnipeg?
Slipped my mind.
And that was always the punchline. Oh, I'm sorry. Must have slipped my mind.
Was Kids in the Hall the one that had the guy that did the, I'm squishing your face?
Yes.
I'm squishing your face.
I'm
crushing your head.
Absolutely. And the great Dave Foley was the frustrated friend, and Kevin MacDonald is the king of empty promises.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Winnipeg pop culture reference right there.
See?
There's at least one.
There's one.
From the late 80s to early 90s.
All right, that's Rent Free. We do it every Wednesday. Again, if you want to add to the segments, rentfree1310@gmail.com.